In this bulletin, both major parties take their election campaigns to the Northern Territory. Daniel Andrews weighs in on the national debate over transgender sports participation. And in sport, South Sydney's Tane Milne faces a too-much NRL suspension. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is campaigning in the Northern Territory, promising to address youth crime in Alice Springs with a $14 million spending boost. He says it's a serious issue in the region, with house break-ins up 46%, commercial break-ins up 60%, and assaults up 6%. The proposed funding will go towards CCTV operations, diversion programs, and community patrols. Mr. Morrison says the plan was developed with Country Liberal Senate candidate Jacinta Price after he was taken to task for not understanding the issue earlier in the year.
It's about preventing crime, reducing antisocial behaviour and providing targeted help. It deals with practical measures and deals with some of the bigger challenges that are impacting on behaviour.
Labor is also in the top end, pledging to train an additional 500 Indigenous health workers and invest in life-saving dialysis and rheumatic heart disease treatments. The money will deliver up to 30 new dialysis units to treat chronic kidney disease and double the federal funding to combat rheumatic heart disease with $12 million for prevention, screening and treatment. Labor Senator Penny Wong says her party will also invest $15 million in improving water supply in remote communities to enable them to have dialysis units for the first time.
First Nations Australians are four times more likely to die from rheumatic heart disease, four times as likely to have kidney disease, and more than twice as likely to die from suicide in their youth. So the First Nations peoples, First Nations communities of this land need a Prime Minister who will take responsibility and deliver on his promises for all Australians.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says cruel politicians are driving Australia's national debate over transgender women and girls' participation in competitive female sports. Mr. Andrews has hit out at the Federal Coalition for standing by Warringah candidate Catherine Deaves after her controversial comments on the issue were revealed. He says in his 20 years in Victoria's Parliament, he's never had a parent or teacher raise the issue of transgender children playing in sports teams.
Trans kids are 15 times more likely to self-harm. 15 times. And anyone who thinks that this debate, where no one can point to a problem, like what is the problem we're trying to solve here? 15 times more likely to self-harm. I don't think this debate's doing any of those young Victorians any good, or their parents.
Another 22 Australians have died with COVID-19 as the national toll since the start of the pandemic approaches 7,000. Eight of the deaths were recorded in New South Wales, five in South Australia, three in both Western Australia and Queensland, two in Victoria and one in Tasmania. Almost 34,000 new cases of the virus have also been detected across Australia. Some 3,152 people with COVID-19 are being treated in the nation's hospitals, including 135 in intensive care. To sport, and South Sydney's Tane Milne is facing a too-much NRL suspension for an incident in Saturday's one-point loss to West's Tigers. Milne was sent to the sin bin for a late high hit on fullback Dane Laurie in the first quarter and has since been charged with a Grade 2 careless high tackle. He can accept a one-game ban with an early guilty plea, but will miss South's next two matches if he opts to fight the charge at the NRL judiciary and loses. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. A late shower to in Perth with a top of 28 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 25, similar conditions in Melbourne and 21, cloudy in Hobart and 17 degrees, partly cloudy in Canberra and 19, showers in Wollongong and 20, a shower to in Sydney and 22, similar conditions in Newcastle and 23, a shower or two in Brisbane as well, with a top of 25, rain in Cairns and 28, and partly cloudy in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.